All right, yeah. There we go. So why don't you say hi to them and say that you're doing a show and what the name of the show is.
Okay.
But maybe do it in a cute way or something. Like,
I was going to say, hello, babes out in Babeland. What do you think about that?
If you want that to be their name, I think that's pretty good. Yeah. Like, I mean, everyone has like kind of a audience name, yeah. like Grobenites or
yeah.
Like I used to call people like my they were like the like when I did 5 minutes or less, I called them like the 5 minute high club.
Yeah.
Like instead of 5 mile high club.
Yeah.
It was a good joke.
Yeah. It was good. It was pretty good.
It deserved better credit than that. But yeah, no, I think that's all good.
Right, let's do
so,
it.
So you want to do that? So you want to do that thing?
Yeah.
And then kind of introduce yourself.
Yeah.
You know, be like, you know, say like the good things, maybe one or two little bad things, but that are also kind of cool.
About me or about the show?
About you.
Okay.
And then get into like why you kind of want to do this show.
Okay.
And then get into what this first episode is about, but not too much.
Okay.
Because you don't want to give away too much.
Right.
Otherwise, they're not going to listen to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Hello, babes out in Babeland. Welcome to the first episode of Babes to Know podcast. Very excited to be sharing this with you. This is a pretty big passion project of mine. I just talked to our first guest, and afterwards I told her, I feel like we really created something that I believe in, and that is... a good thing to have in the world.
And what do you believe in?
What do I believe in? This is Brian.
Yes. Hi guys, my name's Babes in Babeland. My name's Brian Doney,
producer babe.
I'm the producer babe of of the Babes podcast.
Babes to Know
of the Babes
Brian,
to Know podcast.
You're producing, you should know the fucking name.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, what do I believe in is what you asked me.
Yeah.
I really just want to make sincere connections with people. That's what I care about. And I think that sharing stories that are untold are really, that's really important to me.
Yeah, no, especially in this episode, I feel like you got to skip so many steps just to connect with Natalie on like, the deepest level.
Yeah, we really did connect. By the end, we were like legitimately just swapping stories about life and experiences and realized that we're just like friends now, which was really cool.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of things. We talked about, oh my God, we talked about sex a lot. We talked about family and life and growing up and relationships and babies.
No, it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good time.
Yeah, it was cool. We also drank a lot of wine.
It was great.
We were quite intoxicated by the end.
It was, yeah. People at home should drink wine to this
while
too.
They're listening.
Yeah, while they're listening.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think that would make everything better. And, you know, if I can say, at the end of the night, Natalie and I did have a little adventure. We brought my wife a latte on night shift at the hospital.
You went all the way to the hospital?
We went all the way to Tim Hortons, dude. I mean, I was no longer intoxicated. I should say that because I'm responsible.
I was still intoxicated, but I will not say on what.
Okay. Smart. Yeah, we went to Tim Hortons. We got Jen a donut. Natalie ate that donut. So Jen did not get a donut, but she did get a latte. So that's how it ended.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you should listen.
I did.
Well, everyone else should, Brian.
Oh, right. I forgot we were talking to multiple people. I get so used to wearing this podcast equipment.
You're just talking to yourself.
Yeah. Well, some people may know that I do podcast quite a bit, so.
You do.
I'm just getting so used to all the equipment that I can't see it anymore. It's just
blending in.
Blending into me.
You're generous to produce this podcast.
No, I'm excited.
It's quite kind.
This first episode was fun, and I can't wait to see how others are going to turn out, and I'm glad you have the yeah, you just have the passion to do this idea, and it's going to be pretty fun.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited to be part of the ride with you.
Hell yeah. Let's get into it with our first episode of Babes to Know with our babe of the week, Natalie Cuevas.
Yes.
What kind of kid you were? Let's start at the beginning.
I think I was a good kid. I was actually a really good
kid. You were obedient? Suburban or like from the city?
Well, I was born in California. So I was born out in Riverside in the desert.
It's
like desertish because it's not on the coast. Mm-hmm. So it's southern desert.
Okay.
Where like poor people lived. But okay. The houses are probably $500,000 or more.
Right.
But we moved out here when I was 3. I have 2 older brothers. They're twins. And they're 5 years older than me. And since they're twins, they like did everything together. So I kind of was like really into adult stuff.
Oh.
So I hung out with like my parents and their friends. And I always felt like I was like 40. Yeah. No, I was like a really quiet. I was a little bit shy. I was a huge tomboy. I don't know. I loved animals. I still do. But I was pretty happy as a kid.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
I mean, I nothing crazy happened. I mean, stuff happened, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you grew up in the desert. So like.
I didn't grow up in the desert. I mean, I lived there until I was 3.
What were the surrounding areas? Like, what were you like?
We were technically in Menifee.
Okay.
So like, they built this like. Golf pond oasis in the middle of like desert terrain.
Okay.
And there's like one Target, and that was like everything.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't remember. I have one memory of being in that house.
Okay.
Because I was so young when we came here.
Okay. So then you ended up in Ohio.
Yeah.
In Columbus.
Yes. My dad got a job out here. Okay. So they relocated us.
So you were like in middle school then?
No, 3.
Oh, you were 3.
I was so little.
Oh, God, my listening skills are fucking terrible.
Actually, when we flew over here, I had the chicken pox, and, like, my mom was worried they wouldn't let me on the plane, so she, like, covered me with makeup.
Oh.
Like, I probably infected so many people.
You definitely did.
Because that's a long flight.
Yeah. Hopefully most of the people had already had chicken pox by then.
Hopefully. If not, I might have killed someone, because adults that get it can be really bad, I hear.
Really?
I guess it's really bad if you get it when you're an adult.
Damn. I had no idea.
I don't know.
Thought it was just
I got
like,
it, so yeah. I'm good.
I got it. I'm done. I'm done with it. Okay, so you came here when you were like a little baby, and then tell me about high school. What kind of a like high school kid were you? Were you like a weirdo? Were you a cool kid?
Well, I started getting really suicidal in middle school, so shit went like really downhill then.
All right, let's dig in. Okay.
So high school was very interesting. I don't really know how I would describe myself. I always think I'm really nice.
Yeah.
You know what? Have you seen that episode of 30 Rock where Tina Fey goes back to her high school reunion and she's like, all these people hated me. They were so mean to me. Like, let's go show them I'm a cool person now.
Yeah.
And they're like afraid of her because they thought she was so mean and horrible.
Oh, man.
I honestly think that's maybe how I came off in some cases, because I thought everyone hated me.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm just going to be a bitch.
Right.
But yeah, no, by the time I got to high school, I just did not really care. I came out as bisexual when I was in 6th grade.
Oh my God, that's so young.
Yeah, so when I was in middle school, I lost like all the friends I had. And then I kind of remade friends that were all like haphazard. Like we did drugs and we were bad and we snuck out. Like I had sex like in 7th grade. Oh my God. Like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Were you like an Isle of Misfit Toys, or did you all belong together?
I don't even think there was an aisle. It was like I popped around to different islands of misfit toys.
Okay.
But then I also fit in with other kids because I got like straight A's. I was in like all the AP and enriched classes. And like,
yeah.
So I don't know. I was one of those kids that like, since I got really good grades and I did all my shit, no one cared or bothered me.
Yeah.
until like actually the only reason my parents found out I was struggling is because I went to like a teacher I trusted because I kept cutting myself. Oh my God. And I showed it to her and I was like, I need help. And then I started seeing a therapist.
Okay. So you talk about that pretty lightly. Like, are you so you've been like dealing with it for a long time?
Oh, it's
so
my whole life. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you're like pretty comfortable with it at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I still do it a little bit, but I try not to. It's harder now that I have a kid. I like really don't want him to ever be affected by it.
Yeah.
But now when I do it, like as an adult, I would just tell like whoever I'm dating, because I'm always dating someone, like, hey, I'm not doing good. I'm going to go cut myself.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to be safe.
How's that go over?
I'm usually like, I really wish you wouldn't, but yeah. I understand.
Right.
And that's because I make all the people I date go to my therapy at least once or twice.
Oh, so they, really?
Like, know how fucked up I am.
Jeez, oh, man. Did you want to go to therapy when you were that age?
Oh, no, I hated it.
You hated it?
Yeah, no, it's so stigmatized. Like, my parents wouldn't even tell my brothers where we were going. Like, they made something up, I think, every time we went, like, maybe soccer or something.
Shut up.
Yeah,
you were like a secret soccer player.
They didn't know.
Like, not at all.
My brothers didn't know I had problems. Like, I got diagnosed with borderline personality disorder finally when I was first hospitalized. I think I was 18.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, this is just like my life. I think my mom was, until a few years ago, dead set on like, you can be fixed kind of thing. Like, take enough meds, do enough therapy, and you'll be good then, right? It's like, no, this is my whole life.
No.
Like, I'm going to be bouncing in and out of like hospitals and just hopefully I don't like go through with everything.
Jesus. Wow, that's dark.
I guess. That's, I don't know. I don't know. I was really terrified when I was 18 and like I go in and they're like, here, we found out that we think you have borderline personality disorder, and they handed me like a 12-page packet that they printed out, and they're just like, I'm reading through it so I can educate myself on my diagnosis. And they don't give you doctors to talk to when you're in there because they can't afford that.
Right.
Even though you're paying like $5,000 a day.
Yeah.
But no, the packet, like, it like says like the, what was it? It's something ridiculous. Like 7 out of 10 people who have this disorder end up killing themselves. Oh, it was like so bleak. It was like, this affects every aspect of your life. Yeah. Like, your children will grow up to hate you. Like, good luck having a relationship. Like, it was bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like sad.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, yeah, it makes so much sense.
Oh my gosh. Do you feel like the therapy helped? What do you think helps you?
Oh.
Cause I've been to a lot of shit therapists.
Yeah.
Who don't, I mean, I have anxiety and depression, which is,
I think,
like,
different things help at different times.
Yeah.
I do think I have a therapist that I've had since middle school. After getting over hating her and deciding that she was okay.
Yeah.
I still see her like once a month or so. I have a really good psychiatrist right now. She's great, but you have to pay out of pocket. So it's like,
oh fuck.
I know, I cannot afford to see her, but I still do because it's like my only option.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're great because, like, honestly, when I lose my shit, like, I can go in and, like, this therapist has known me since I was 11 years old. And she's just like, yeah, Natalie, you need to go to hospital right now. You're going to kill yourself.
Right.
And, like, I mean, this recently, because I went in a year and a few months ago.
Okay.
Dave actually had me go in, and he was like, I completely shut down. Didn't get out of bed for, like, 2 weeks.
Dave's your husband.
Yeah. And he, like, was texting and calling with both of my therapists and like trying to figure out how to get me in and like just getting everything taken care of. And it was just like, it was kind of nice to just sit back and like be crazy and let people deal with it. Even Brian, who's like recording us right now, Brian came over and stayed at our house and took care of our animals like 2 days because Dave had to go work. They're just like, Natalie's just done. She's going, like, I feel like one of those moms that gets to go away. Like, she's going to a resort. It's like, Natalie needs to go away for a little while. And then I came back and now my mom likes me again because she likes Dave. So she was just like, here, I'll give you money to get you back on your feet. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. So that was post-baby?
No, pre-baby.
Pre-baby. Okay. So have you been hospitalized since you had?
I have not. And that's my biggest fear right now, probably.
Is. Okay.
Yeah.
But you have like a system in place in case it were to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could get away with killing myself unless I wanted it so bad that somehow it escaped everyone that I was that down and I just like didn't say it to anyone. But I'm really good about talking about when I'm feeling bad because I've had therapy for the last 14, 15 years.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like I could be a therapist.
Yeah.
for like a day, but then I think I'd get too emotionally invested.
Yeah. yeah, you get attached. I know, I think I would too. I think my therapist though, just like, I think I just need someone to be there to like let it all out. Like, I think I just need to verbally process shit.
I think everyone needs that. Like, yeah. Even people, but, like, who some aren't people really don't fucked like up
to do that.
I think they think that until they like get someone they trust or they click with.
Yeah.
Because I even made Dave go a couple years ago to his own because I was like, you need this. And he's like, wow, I like really like that. Like, he like kind of told me stuff about myself and now I understand myself more. I'm like, yeah it's crazy, right?
Yeah. That's awesome. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes they're no help at all.
That's true.
So let's go back. Okay. So you came out when you were what, 13?
Younger. Like 10, 11.
Holy shit. Okay. First of all, how did you know that about yourself? Secondly, how were you just like, I live in Ohio, I'll come out of the closet. Like, how did that all happen?
I don't know. I think my family's pretty liberal. I actually found out my brothers will murder me, or my mom would kill me if this gets out there. But apparently my mom's like one of those like doesn't believe in circumcision, like hippies. I didn't even know that until I had this kid, but I was just like, whoa. So like I grew up, I think, with pretty like liberal, like be yourself kind of shit.
Yeah.
I met this girl named Betty.
Betty.
Beatrice. Ooh. She lives in California. She was friends with my cousin, who's 2 years older than me. And I was at their house in Orange County and I was like, nobody likes me. I don't fit in. I'm a misfit. So I was like on her computer, like while everyone's out partying. And she starts IMing back and forth with her. And I just start talking to her. And I'm like, oh, no, this is like her cousin. I'm sorry. I'm on her screen checking, I don't know, IM out.
Yeah.
And which was a thing.
AIM. What was your AIM screen name?
Legolas Lova.
Lova. My gosh. I had multiple, but I think the most memorable one was Morning Latte 85.
How old were you when you had Morning Latte 85?
It was an SNL sketch. I was obsessed with it. It was like Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell. And
that's like a very grown-up screen name.
Oh, God. I was so obsessed.
That's adorable. Anyway, you were totally a little nerd.
Oh my God. Still am, baby.
That's adorable.
Still am. Okay, so you're messaging with Betty. You don't know her.
No, I don't know her.
She thinks that you're someone else.
She's like trying to shock me by saying these like,
yeah,
like graphic, like sexual things. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I'm not phased. It's whatever. Okay, dude. And then like, she's like, yeah, we should talk. And I was like, yeah, why not? So we started actually, we wrote letters back and forth to each other for 5 years.
So fucking quaint.
Twice a week. And I remember one day, because my mom was worried about me, because I started, like, all my mental health stuff hit the fan.
Yeah.
She, like, I had a huge shoebox full of all of her letters, and she went through all of them. And then she told me I couldn't talk to Betty anymore. And I, like, went insane. Because she's, like, she's a bad influence. But, yeah, no, she was bisexual. She told me that when I first met her. And I was like, that's a thing. So that's probably how I first learned about it. But I've always... I've talked to people about this too, where like I've always seen myself more as a boy, but I'm like happy to be a woman. But it's like weird. I'm definitely consider myself a guy if I were to like put myself in a box.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But I love having boobs and like I love being able to have a kid and I love my long hair and I love wearing dresses. But I just consider my personality to be that of a guy.
Weird.
So like growing up weird. I was just like pretended to be Simba like 24/7.
Really?
Oh yeah. And Balto.
So does it have anything to do with your gender or is it just a personality thing?
I don't know.
It's just
like I had some stuff. I had like some sexual trauma when I was a kid. Okay. So like people tell me maybe that has to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't really buy that. I think that has more to do with like me not being comfortable sexually.
Yeah.
But not like not being interested in people.
Right.
I'm sure that that's why I experimented as young as I did.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
Wow.
I just feel like a perfect storm of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Betty's great. I still talk to her every now and then. She's in the military right now. So when she goes like on campaigns, I can't talk to her.
Yeah.
But when she comes back, she's always like, is this still Natalie? And I'm like, yeah. So we'll text back and forth. And
oh, wow.
She hasn't met my husband, but she met my ex-girlfriend when we went out to California. And like whoever I'm with just knows that like she's a really important part of my life.
Betty's just in your life.
She's just in my life. Like in and out. Like I went like 2 years without talking to her, but it was just like she messaged me out of nowhere. It's just like, how are you doing?
Yeah. Is there anything there still, or just friendship?
Just friendship. We got to hang out in person like a grand total of like 5 times.
Wow.
But I mean, like we've had sex, like we've had fun and stuff. Yeah. But like, she's a big player.
Yeah.
And like when I first met her, I was like, you know, I was like a little kid. It was just like probably one of those catfish episodes. Like, I'm gonna run away, and get married with Betty.
Yeah.
And she's just like, that's cute, kid. Oh. But yeah.
Wow. Is Betty like a Shane or like a Carmen?
Shane.
Shane. Amen to that.
She's like a Shane, but like with less morals.
I didn't know that was possible.
I think it is. Because Shane's like a really good person. She's just a whore. I think Betty can be a bad person. But wow. That's okay.
But you trust Betty.
I do. Because I know her now. I mean, she definitely like could mold my little mind when I was younger, and I'm sure she probably was a bad influence at some point in my life.
Is she older?
She's 2 years older than me. Okay. But she's like got wisdom of like an 80-year-old monk.
Right.
Lesbian monk.
Oh man.
I remember one time I was in the back seat of her car next to her and her like boyfriend at the time, who didn't know she was gay or like bisexual, and she was like, don't say anything to him.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is really weird. Like, I'm going to go back to my grandparents' house now.
Is she bisexual and like,
yeah, I think she's like
poly.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, I consider myself gay, but I think I would probably fuck anything.
Right.
And I'm obviously married to a guy.
Yeah.
So I think she's just doesn't have really a label, but you kind of have to put yourself in a label.
Right.
I just don't like bisexual for some reason. I just don't think that that's what I am.
Hmm.
But I guess that's probably the best descriptor. I consider myself a lesbian, though, which I'm sure I get a lot of shit for.
Right. I'm sure about that.
Yeah, I did when I first started dating Dave. It was like I lost like the whole community. I was like shit on. People were like, you look like the perfect straight couple. They were like really mean to me.
Oh, my gosh. I believe that. I like had a really weird coming out. I like came out as like gay,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, no, I'm bi, and that was like a whole weird thing too.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I'm not as bad.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
you can like still be sexually attracted to me.
Yeah, like my parents were less ashamed, but the lesbian community were like, go fuck yourself.
I think telling my parents I was gay was easier than telling them I didn't believe in God. When I told them I didn't believe in God. Like, I like rehearsed telling them that in the car like 20 times.
Oh my God.
And when I told them the next day I came home from school and my fucking pastor was sitting on the couch in the living room, and I told him to go fuck himself and went up to my bedroom, and they fucking were so mad at me. My dad belted my ass.
Nuh-uh.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. I had that conversation with my parents too.
Yeah.
Except it was like, I'm not religious, but I think I'm spiritual. And my dad was like, that's some bullshit. And it was the same thing. It was like, I hope this is a phase. You know, he literally said that to me when
that's
I came out to
cute.
Him.
That's so cute.
I was like, oh, God.
I swear to God, I end up dating like girls that haven't come out to people. Like when I was with my ex, because we were together for 4 years, and like she had never come out to her parents. And when she came out to her dad and her mom, like they hoped it was a phase. Like her mom was like crying, like, I don't want you to make life harder for yourself.
Yeah.
And she was like 18 at the time. So it wasn't like ridiculous.
She was a grown ass woman.
Yeah. And they had two lesbian neighbors down the street that were their friends. And like, so she told her dad, and her dad like pointed down the way. He's like, are you like them? She's like,
very
am I gay?
Dad.
Yeah. So this girl, Natalie, that's been coming over every night this week has been fucking you in your bed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. We've been having sleepovers, Dad. Sexy ones.
Sexy ones.
Wow. That's crazy. So you lost all your friends when you came out as bi?
Yeah, a lot of them. I was mostly friends with guys.
Okay.
So I think, like, I was really young and, like, people just didn't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
And did not know how to deal with it. And I was also like an emotional like kid, like Evanescence shirts. I have Evanescence shirt.
Oh yeah.
And then I started cutting myself. So yeah, like I was pretty fucked up.
My God.
I was like the quintessential like screaming out for help kid that like no one noticed until I like took my like sweet like 70-year-old English teacher into a conference room and was like, I want to kill myself. She was so nice about it, though. She's like, it's okay. Like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Like, do you think you can tell one of your parents, like, who would be best?
Right.
Yeah. She was very sweet.
Wow. So you're now, okay, so you identify as gay. This is fascinating to me because I have like gone through 7 or 8 different identities in the last 5 years. So
you're married to a woman now. So
I am, yeah.
And I feel like we each picked a path.
I know, isn't it? Yeah, I know. I'm married to a woman. Thought I was straight. That was a farce. And then I thought I was gay. And now I'm like, I'm bisexual and I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But so you're married to a man. Okay, wait. First of all, you started dating Dave, and tell me that story about how you got engaged.
Well, the engagement's not as interesting as the dating. I proposed to him.
Right.
It was after 6 months of being together.
Okay.
Because I'm a lesbian.
Right.
And I'm just like, yeah, I love this guy.
Quite quickly.
I know I love him. Any men out there, if a woman offers to take you on all expenses paid trip to Disney World, something's up.
She might be gay.
Yeah, that's a good one. She's either a child or she's about to propose to you. Yeah, so I proposed to him on the second night. And I was like, this is going to be a real shitty trip if he says no.
Yeah, but he didn't.
No, he's like told me at this point. He's like, yeah, you freaked me out. It's like, I just kind of said yes because I was scared, which I got really mad at him for. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, let me tell you how romantic it was.
Yeah.
Like, I paid like fucking Disney money, like $300 for them to come in my room and like throw flower petals down and like put shit on our beds while we were out. We were really into Game of Thrones. So I got this crown for him and I made this velvet box and like had it in that. And when I was going through security at Animal Kingdom, they like made me open a box and I'm like, I can't open it up. I'm proposing to my boyfriend. And it's like, they let me go. Thank God. But I mean, that's a good way to get a bomb in, I guess.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. You just like look really sweet.
I confused him too because I didn't like the term marriage and I didn't want to be traditional.
Right.
So when I proposed to him, I asked him to be my helpmate and I was shaking so much. I was so nervous. I couldn't even get down on my knee. So I just like
your
was
helpmate.
Like, helpmate is an old term for spouses.
Life partner.
It's non-threatening.
Okay.
So yeah, like he was just like, it took him, he's like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, I think it took him like a good 10 minutes to figure out what I was saying. He's just like, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, you will? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you know, like what I'm saying, right? So then I had to explain to him, like, I'm asking, you know, I'm like proposing.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah. But at the time, he was already married, which I knew, but he was still married. So we had to get his divorce taken care of.
Wow.
Yeah. When he was 18, he ran away to Canada. He didn't run away. He's 18. He went to Canada.
Yeah.
And he stayed on the couch of a friend he made playing World of Warcraft online. And that was his first ever girlfriend. And they had a really shitty relationship.
And they got married.
And they got married.
Oh, shit.
And then.
In Canada?
It ended. No, in the U.S. Oh, so, but she actually. They got married and she was supposed to go to court for citizenship, but they broke up right before that.
Oh, no.
So she's like, I don't know.
Jokes
if that's
on
like
you?
In limbo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so his mom drove her all the way back to Toronto, like after their huge drunken fight, like the night before. Yeah, I don't know.
So your dating was weird. What went on when you dated?
Yeah, I mean, when we started, we weren't dating. I had a girlfriend, kind of. Like, I mean, I knew she was like fucking other people behind my back, like her ex and stuff. But I was in a really self-destructive. Like, I had just gotten. Oh, okay. I was engaged almost. We were like, she bought me a ring and shit. And then we like broke up right before it.
Oh,
to my girlfriend I was together with for like 4 years.
Okay.
And we were living together and shit. And like, it was a horrible breakup. And when we broke up, I ended up going into the psych ward. And that was bad because like, my friend actually called the police. So they like took me to the psych ward in the back of a police like paddy wagon.
By force.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't have a choice. Like,
yeah.
Yes, but I agreed to check myself in because otherwise you get pink slipped, which is like a whole other thing. You get stuck in the system longer.
Oh my gosh.
Because you're there by law, so they have to approve you getting out and not just a doctor.
Okay.
So basically it's just like, yeah, I get it. I'm stuck.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah, so that happened. And then when you're in the psych ward, you go quickly from being like, fuck everyone. I hate all of you. Like, I'm just going to not care and like just stay in my room to like, I'll play your stupid fucking game so I can get out of this hellhole.
Yeah.
And then once I get out, I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
So that's what I do every time pretty much. And I come out like a worse person than I was, but it's like manic, not depressed.
Yeah.
Because I'm on a bunch of meds all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I came out and I was just like, I'm just going to fucking drink and do drugs and just wait until I die, which is what I did. And I was with a chick that was really not good for me.
Right.
Who like did cocaine every day and shit.
Basically and had the same philosophy.
Yeah, except she wasn't like suicidal. She just thought that that was a cool life, man.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. But she was like out with her ex-girlfriend and like, so I was just like, whatever, I don't really care. So I like really, like I started working with Dave. We worked together at a doggy daycare.
Okay.
And he like thought I was cute, he said, but he knew I was a lesbian because I wore like all guy clothes. But I worked at a damn dog like, daycare. So like.
Like cargo khakis?
No, like athletic shorts.
Oh.
And like men's like small Old Navy like V-necks.
Okay. Okay. Cute.
They fit nice.
Yeah.
They made my tits look okay. They hid my belly.
I am like sweating so much. Like I went rogue.
It's hot.
And I was
here.
Like, I'm not wearing a fucking bra today.
Good for you.
And I got so angry and like indignant. And now I just have like this weird boob sweat.
Oh, well, that would be milk if it was me. So don't worry.
No, this is not milk. This is just.
I saw that and I'm like, oh, sweat. She's lactating. And then I'm like, wait a minute. My life is so different now.
No, no. That, that won't be happening. Yeah. Close for business. Sorry, I just interrupted.
No, your no, whole no. You're story. Fine. I don't know. Oh yeah, so she was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I started hanging out with Dave, and then like I just finally like got the courage to like ask him to go like have some food with me. So we got drunk at a Mexican restaurant, and then I was like, we just talked forever, and we wouldn't stop talking, and he just like kept texting me and texting me. So one day like we all went for like a work party. And my boss, we called her Booze and Susan. I like would get trashed with her. She was like a 40-year-old balding woman who just like wanted to be 20. She like wanted to be 20. And she was my best friend. And so she had just gotten her tax return. So she's like, shots are on me. So she was just bringing trays of shots over to us at Hound Dogs. And anyways, we got fucked up. We had sex in my car. And then the next day I had to meet me at the dog park. And I was like, hey, do you want to like just like fuck every now and then? He's like, sure. So that's what we did. And then that chick I was dating was supposed to go to my brother's wedding with me. And she bailed. I was like, fuck, I don't want to go alone. Like this awkward. I haven't talked to my mom in like a year.
Yeah.
So I asked David to go with me. And he's just like, yeah, I just got bit by a dog today. And I should probably go to the hospital, but it's fine. I'll come. And he like had a suit. And he just like came out of nowhere to my brother's wedding. And then we started dating that night.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Did the bite get infected?
It did, actually. It was a really long night. We drank a lot. Like we fucked in the woods. And then we went downtown after the weddings. We're like, let's go get more fucked up. And I called. Yeah. What is that? Havana? That gay nightclub?
Yeah.
I called the bouncer of it. I was so blackout drunk. I called him a faggot because he was kicking me out for dancing on the table.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I didn't know where I was. Yeah. I can use that word. Yeah. But I'm there with a guy and I'm like just this. I'm in a bridesmaid's dress. Yeah, so that happened. And then when we tried to find the car, I got bit by a feral cat.
No.
Yeah, I still have a scar. I think it's kind of still
there.
Did
that get infected?
Yes. So we both.
So you were just both.
So the next morning we woke up and my arm was like my wrist was like twice the size and I couldn't move it. And like his arm was like, there were like red lines running through it. And we're just like, that's not good.
That's no good.
So we went to brunch with my family.
Yeah. And then directly
and
into
then
the ER.
And then we went to one urgent care for me. And then I'm like, you should really get seen. You should really get seen. He's like, nah, I'm fine. And then after we left that place, he's like, yeah, I should probably get seen. So we went to another urgent care.
Great day.
And that was our first day dating. And then we ate like pizza.
Wow. That is cute.
And then we U-hauled like immediately.
Immediately. And then immediately got engaged.
Because I'm really needy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I am too. That's okay. Jen and I moved in together like 3 months. Or we signed a lease 3 months after we started dating.
We did that too.
We got a puppy.
We're like we fucking hope this works.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a 2-bedroom though to be safe. So shit
we
happens.
We could just be roommates. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be really mean to each other roommates, but we'll be roommates.
Yeah. We got a 2-bedroom too.
Yeah.
Although it was one of the bedrooms was far too small. I would have definitely taken the master.
I was going to say that's a room Jen would have been in.
Yeah. Obviously. Wow. Okay. So now you're married. Mm-hmm. So now you're like identifying not as bisexual anymore.
I don't like to.
You don't.
Are
you attracted to men? Can I ask that?
Sometimes.
Okay. I am too.
I'm attracted to everyone.
Yeah, same.
I like to say I love everyone.
Yeah.
I just don't like, I don't like the term bisexual because I feel like it's so negative.
You feel like it's like on the binary negative, or you feel like it's just like has a negative stigma?
Has a negative stigma.
Yeah.
People are so shitty about it. They and are like shitty. I don't really consider myself bisexual. I think I'm just kind of a whore.
Just yeah, a greedy little slut
who
yeah.
like prefers women mostly.
Right.
Like I usually only fuck men if I'm drunk. I'll okay. say that.
Okay.
Other than Dave.
Right. Okay. And you guys have like an open situation, right?
When I met him, I told him I always have to be with girls.
Okay.
Because like I've done this shit before. I'm just like, if you're not okay with this, I'm gonna cheat on you with a girl.
Right.
And I think that's not cheating.
Yeah.
So I'm right. just telling you right now, to me that's not cheating.
I'm just gonna do it.
That's not against my moral code. If it's against yours, you probably shouldn't be with me.
Do you feel like it's not cheating because like he can't provide you with what
that's what
you
want? He thinks
or
I
what
think.
Is it?
I think he's fine with it because he knows he can't be a woman.
Yeah. Well, I'm, yeah.
But he's okay with me doing stuff with some guys so long as it's like not certain guys. Okay. So I don't know. I don't really know the boundaries. I've tried to like make him sit down and talk to me about it. And
yeah, I'm curious about how that all came to be.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it started just like, I'm going to be with girls too. Cool. And so we did like, okay, well, we'll just be open. And I'm like, Dave, like, I want you to go like be with women too.
Yeah.
Like, I'd want you to go be with guys, but he won't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not one of those. I don't like dicks very much.
Okay.
I'm not one of those girls that's like, because there's girls that are just like, ah, give dick. Me a dick. I love dicks so much. Yeah. Like when I hear people say it, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like how?
I don't know. There's something about, I mean, it's, ugh. It's,
I don't get it.
There's yet. Something about it.
They're so weird. I can't, to this day, I have not watched him piss. I can't watch men pee.
Really?
It's so weird.
One of my straight friends explained it to me as like, I was like, you have to explain dick pics. Like, I don't get it. Please help me. And she was like, when you see a dick, that's fucking hard because that guy is thinking about you. That is an ego boost. And I'm like, all right.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't get that at all.
I get it.
I'm just as turned off by like a hard dick picture as I am by like a like dripping pussy picture. Like, I don't want a weeping like
what's
clit.
An example of what's an example of a sext you would like love to get?
Boobs.
Boobs. And
I like I probably more into asses than anything.
Really?
But not from a guy. I don't want anything from a guy. Like
no.
Just like tell me like you love me and you're taking me to like a really nice restaurant.
Right. Oh wow. So not so much sexual as it is emotional. With men.
I'm way more sexual with women and I'm more emotional with men.
Yeah.
When I date women, I can kind of be callous and shitty. And my ex hated me because we'd fight and argue and I'd be like, fuck it, I gotta go to bed. And she'd be like, you're going to sleep. I'm trying to talk to you. And I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Like, well, sometimes those lesbian fights.
Oh my God.
They can turn into 12
hours
upon hours.
I would get home
of bullshit.
She'd like get home from school and I'd be watching Real World and she'd be like, you're watching this because you're attracted to that chick, aren't you? And I'm like,
so
what
if
fuck?
I am?
Like, you want to fuck her? I'm like, no, I'm watching reality TV right now.
Right.
And then like it's just
that's like
fight and fight and fight.
Exemplary and fight. Controlling behavior.
Yeah, it was bad. She was very afraid I would cheat on her, mm-hmm. which inevitably I ended up like fucking around behind her back. I didn't have sex with anyone, so to this day I tell her I didn't cheat on her because I don't think I did, but I did make out with someone.
Well, you have questionable morals, as we now know.
Well, I mean, after that relationship, I'm just like, you know what? I can't like guarantee myself to one person.
Yeah.
Ever. Because either I do, and I just tell you straight up front, one day I'm going to fuck up.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with my personality issue. Like, it's really common for people with BPD to have multiple relationships.
Right.
Like, super common.
Yeah.
Like, I've cried to Dave about, like, breaking up with people.
Yeah.
And he's, like, supported me through it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really, really, really sweet about it. Like, Lauren, I'm currently dating.
Yeah.
And like he's super cool with it. In fact, I fucking hate being with both of them because they get along better. they get along better than I get along with either of them.
Yeah.
And they just spend the whole time like shitting on me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck you guys. Like you guys hang out. I'm just gonna go drink in the kitchen.
Right.
I just made you both food.
Yeah.
Go like I'll go take care of
hang
the
out
baby.
With my baby. Yeah. Yeah, one time Lauren told me that she and I hope I'm not revealing anything, but she and Dave had a conversation about your parts pre and post baby.
Oh no.
Did you know that? Did you know
that? No. I don't want to know.
I'm texting Dave right now. You're in a lot of trouble.
I'm going to go home and cut myself.
Lauren would have told me that. It's like in a room full of people.
Did she tell you, like, no, am I all right?
No, she didn't say anything. She didn't,
is it going back? It hasn't been a year yet.
No, it was a long time ago. It was like right after you gave birth.
I was going to say, we got back together like right after I had a baby.
Yeah, it was right after you gave birth. And it was like in a room full of people. And I think that probably she was like very intoxicated.
I mean, I'm okay with it. So. I'm kind of scared to know. Because like, I know it's like, I mean, I got ripped open.
Like, I mean, you had a child. Like there's, it's biological. You can open another bottle of wine, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
That Ménage à Trois is very good.
Oh, I've had that one.
It's very good. Very good. Very good.
No, I mean, Dave described it as it looked like a firecracker went off in my vagina.
So you know what they individually think about.
Well, that was like after I had the baby. No one told me after, like, I got stitched back up and I started like getting back on the camel.
Oh, okay.
So
what do you think? What do you think pre and post?
I don't know. I don't really insert very
much. Do you
think
it's different? Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely different because I can still feel the sutures.
Can you really?
Yeah, it's weird. Oh my like, it's gosh. Still like healing up a bit.
Yeah.
It's all together, but like I can feel where like it's not how it used to be because they did a shoddy job. Fucking midwives, man. I'm like, I did the natural birth, no drugs.
No, you did
yes,
not.
Yes, I did.
How was it? Horrible?
You know what? It wasn't that bad because I walked the entire time.
You walked?
I walked. Because I have horrible anxiety, like fucking horrible. And if I'm trapped in one place, like when I'm in the car, that's when I have panic attacks.
Oh, really?
I can't move.
Yeah.
So like if you have an epidural, you can't fucking move. I'm also terrified of needles, like the type that go into you and take out
into
blood,
your spine.
Not like tattoo needles. That's different.
Yeah.
So I'm terrified of them. So I'm like, I'll get paralyzed if they try to give me like a fucking epidural. And I didn't want to do it. I wanted to just be able to walk around. I was like, I'm going to get in the birthing tub.
Yeah.
I had a tub in my room. I'm like, this is going to be so great. It hurts so bad. There's no way I could have gotten in that tub.
Oh my God.
But I just slowly for like 12 hours creeped around the hall of the maternity
ward. Like
the
yellow wallpaper.
Like clutching the railing and or Dave having a contraction like every like halfway around the thing. And that's how I had the baby. I came back in and like they're like, okay, Natalie, like you're doing fine. We can speed it up by popping your my water hadn't broken.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. I'm gonna speed it up. And as soon as I broke my water, fucking hell. So I completely understand if your water breaks and you're going in, get an epidural.
Oh my god.
I started just screaming like this guttural scream I didn't know I had. But it was like only 2 minutes and then he was out. So
thank you. What did it feel like?
They say. Labor is different than delivery, but they say that delivery, the equivalent of like the pain you feel is like the pain that someone feels by like breaking several ribs.
Okay.
I could feel myself ripped open.
Yeah. Oh.
Like I felt my skin rip open.
Horrifying.
It was horrifying. But then immediately after my skin ripped open, they handed me the baby and then I didn't give a shit. They stitched me back up without like anything. It was just a little bit of local. They like stabbed me with needles there and like gave me locals. And then just like this shitty midwife is just like, I like knitting and just like sewed me back up. And I think she did a really shitty job.
Yeah.
That's why I think my vagina's fucked up because I don't think she put the skin back together correctly. It's like off a little.
Yeah.
Like there's a little bump that shouldn't be there. Because it didn't go back.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I'm blaming
her. Do you feel
her.
Like you're going to like rip open again? Like is that the feeling?
No, but I am terrified. I don't know how people have babies back to back because if I was pregnant right now, I would just be like, I'm going to rip back open.
Right.
Like this just got stitched back together. Like this will never get better.
No.
Yeah, no, I need a good 3 years to like feel like a normal person again.
Yeah. So do you think you'll do it the same? No drugs?
Yes, I will go into it the same, but I am open to the fact that it was really hard.
Yeah.
And there were several times where I begged. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I don't want epidural, but I need something. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, my nurse was amazing. she had natural delivery herself and she talked me out of it.
Really?
And Dave was amazing and he talked me out of it. Or they'd be like, okay, I'm going to check on you in 30 minutes and see how you feel. If you still need it, then I'll give it to you. Yeah. So they like would trick me into these increments until it just, it also felt like maybe 2 hours. In reality, it was like 14 hours. Oh, but to me, gosh, it was 2 hours.
Wow.
So it was like really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nature's amazing. 10 months later, I barely remember what it feels like. I'll still remember when he came out.
Yeah.
That hurt like was a bitch.
Oh, oh God. But immediately when you held him in your arms, it was
yeah.
worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
And he didn't even cry. Because they say when you have a natural delivery without drugs and stuff, like, it's really common that the babies don't cry. Like, he came out and he's just like, rah.
Yeah.
And then, like, they hand him to me. He's fine.
What did it look like? Were you, yeah, were you like grossed out by it at all?
I have a picture of him right when he came fresh out. He's just really pink.
Yeah.
He was like kind of purple, but then as soon as he like took a breath. He just turned bright pink.
Yeah.
And he was just covered in some blood.
He loved it.
But I was completely covered in blood.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, it's amazing how much you bleed when you have a baby.
Oh my God.
Like buckets and buckets of blood. It's amazing that anyone survived childbirth before like modern medicine.
Right.
Like, I would have died, for sure. I would have gotten an infection, or I would have lost too much blood.
Yeah, bled out.
For sure.
Holy shit.
Like, he would have been fine. They could have just, like, gotten someone who could have fed him.
Yeah.
But I definitely would have died in childbirth.
I have a lot of anxiety about childbirth. Like, I, first of all, I have a lot of anxiety about raising a child, because I'm like, I don't know about that.
Same.
I also think that, like, I also think, like, I don't know if I'll ever be a complete person, and like I don't know how to take care of myself as well as take care of a child at the same time.
I will say I'm horrible taking care of myself, but I'm really good taking care of a baby.
Really?
Like I am terrible taking care of myself, but you have dogs.
Yeah.
I have dogs and cats and a parrot. Like I've taken care of them since I got my parrot when I was 16, and like they're always fed. I buy them like fucking $100 bag of dog food.
Yeah,
like, I can't feed myself.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they're fed and like yeah no I mean it's crazy. Like you do everything for them,
right?
Unless you have horrible postpartum depression,
right?
And then
which
you
I would.
Might try to like,
I definitely would.
They told me that I definitely would. They're like, Natalie, we kind of know this is gonna happen, but I was medicated the whole time, so kind of probably but
could you be medicated while you're pregnant?
You can. I had two miscarriages with Dave.
Oh,
so the first time I had a miscarriage, I was medicated. So then the second time I was like, I don't feel safe. I'm going to get off all my meds. And then I had a miscarriage again. So I was like, I guess it doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
And I'm going to lose my sanity if I lose another baby.
Yeah.
So I stayed on like a low level Prozac.
Okay.
So like I wasn't as medicated as I normally am.
Yeah.
And I'm still not because I'm nursing.
Yeah.
But I will be soon.
Right.
Because I need it.
Yeah.
Starting to have mood swings out the ass.
Dude, I'm ready for it. My whole life I've been like, I just want to go to therapy. I don't want to like rely on medication. But now I'm just like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to get the Xanax. Like, give me a prescription. Like, I'm ready, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just done. I'm done like trying so hard to like mitigate the highs and lows.
I felt that way. And then like when I was with Dave, I was like, this is the happiest I've ever been in my life. Like, I don't need medication.
Yeah.
So I didn't take medication for like a good year and a half. I think it was about a year and a half. And then that's when I just like I passed a gun store every day to the gym. And I was just like figuring out like all the things, like hoops I had to jump through to get one, like to get a gun.
Yeah.
And like before I'd been like, I'm going to like take a bunch of pills, drink a bunch and like cut myself really bad in the tub and just die that way. But this time I was like, no, I'm getting this gun.
Yeah. That got real intense.
And like, yeah, like it was really bad. And I had lost babies and stuff too. So it was like a lot of shit, but I was just like, I'm a broken person.
Right.
Like I need medication.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like my brain will never be okay.
Yeah.
And then I did like cocaine for a while and that fucked up my brain more, so like I definitely need drugs to be like a functioning member of society.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Also, Xanax is just great.
I mean, I'm ready for it. I started having panic attacks on planes, which like I've always been so excited about flying.
Maybe you're like, too excited.
I can't wait. Yeah, I know. It's
so
like
cute.
Manic.
You're like a nervous dog. It's like, my mom's coming home. My mom's coming home.
I'm gonna die. Yeah, I'm like, I've started having anxiety on planes, and I'm like, man, if I just had a little something to get me through.
You always just do Dramamine.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
A shot.
That's true.
That stuff makes me sick, though. I can't do Dramamine.
I don't think I've ever done that.
It has this orange aftertaste, at least like the old pills did. And like, because I got car sick every time we went on a trip.
Yeah.
I'm like really motion sick. And like, oh, it's so disgusting. It'll always make me even sicker until it like knocks you out. But then you're woozy sick. And it's just like, it's awful. It's all awful.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So let's talk more about a little bit about your parents. So your parenting, I guess. So what do you think?
Like my parents or me being a parent?
No, you being a parent. Oh, okay. So like you said earlier that like somebody had said like you have borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
Good fucking luck being a parent. So what do you think to you, like what do you think a successfully parented child comes out to be or goes through?
Ooh. Like, I mean, from like my ideal or like what I could provide? Because I know I'm not going to be like my ideal.
I think I'm curious about your ideal.
I always dreamed of being the laid back, like chill parent.
Yeah.
And I'm like the most uptight like person ever. Like he knows. He's been to my house for dinner. If I like drop like a piece of garlic on the floor and cook, I'm like, God fucking damn it, you stupid cunt! And I start hitting myself in the head. Oh my God. And then I'm like, Purdy, go kill yourself, to my dog.
Yeah.
And then Dave's like, calm down. I'm like, fuck you, Dave. Yeah. And then like later I'm like, okay, guys, I made food.
Yeah. who wants to eat?
Because like I remember my dad was just like, chill. Like we got in trouble. Like we'd get belted if we were really bad. Like not rarely. I was rarely that bad. But like, you know, like he was pretty cool. But like my mom, like if she came home and there was like a mess in the house, like we all fucking hid under our beds like dogs. She's like, get the fuck out of here. Mom's home. Because like everything had to be perfect. So I don't want to be like that. I want to be like, oh, let's go have fun. Like, yeah, let's have a squirt gun fight in the kitchen.
Yeah, fuck the laundry.
Yeah.
Let's have some good time.
Let's wrestle on the lawn and like go play in the mud and then just like go have chocolate on the floor.
Yeah.
And like, let's make memories.
Yeah. But instead.
But I know I'm incapable of that. And okay. It sucks because one of my sister-in-laws is that person.
Yeah.
I think it drives her husband crazy because she like doesn't cook food. She like doesn't really clean much. She like just now got a job.
Oh.
But like she, those kids fucking love her. She's the fun person. She's just like, yeah, let's just like ditch school and go on like a crazy car ride and go to play go-karts or something. But she like is a kid herself.
Yeah.
Not like a creepy, like I'm trying to bond with my children thing. Right. Like I fit in with you.
Yeah. Cause I am one of you.
But no, my personal goal is that I just want to raise like a really sweet, decent human being who still enjoys hanging out with me.
Yeah.
So that like when he turns 21, I can like go drinking with him at a bar.
Yeah.
Or like when he's like 18, like I can smoke some pot with him and like we can just chill.
Okay.
Like that's all I want. He already sees me like freak out all the time and he doesn't even react. Like some babies would be like, oh, mom's screaming.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, that's what mom does.
Right.
And then he looks up and he just smiles like, yeah. Thank God he's easygoing. I'm so lucky. Yeah. I feel like my next kid's going to be like a giant asshole.
How many kids are you going to have?
I would like, I told Dave I wanted four.
Yeah.
And then I saw a family out with four kids and I'm like, fuck that.
No. Yeah, no. Like,
that's a zoo.
Right.
No, I probably want three, but I'd be happy with two.
Okay.
But I really want to adopt a kid at some point. Which I don't know
from
how
America?
Down he is. Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, I would like internationally, but why would I pay thousands of dollars?
I mean, there are so many.
And like, I don't want a baby, like, because I have babies. Like, I would adopt like a child, so long as they're not so fucked up I can't handle it.
Right.
Because I mean, there's seriously, like, I've got plenty of problems myself. Like, I would not be the perfect person. I'm good at dealing with people with problems because I can relate.
Yeah.
But if they're having like mental breakdowns every day, I'm gonna have mental breakdowns every day.
Right.
And if they're like trying to like kill my dog or something, like, I'm going to kill myself. It's
right.
Just
that would be a real
I just want like a sad mess. Kid that I can just try to make a little happier.
Yeah.
Oh. Like Brian.
Did you say like Brian?
Yeah. That's pretty much what I did with him. Yeah. Although I don't know if I made him happier. No, you did. Maybe by comparison, he's just like, wow, I could be that.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, that seems like a good place to leave off. I think we covered a lot.
Okay, cool.
Covered a lot of bases. Now we're just going to
drink wine.
Drink wine.
I'm pouring like Brian now because I'm behind you guys.
Yeah.
I support that.
Catch up.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Natalie.
Thanks for having
me. Love it. It's great. That was awesome.
It's like a best way to make friends. Just like, hey, come be on my podcast.
That's what I told Brian. I was like, you can't leave my house. You have to talk to me.
Right? Like, I'm going to get to know you.
Yeah. We're going to be real cordial by the end of this.
So that three people can listen to it on the internet.
I can't wait for those three
Hopefully
people
none of my family members.
Right. And none of mine.
Or exes.
Yeah. All right, signing off. Babes. Have a good night.